Well, I'm going to talk for a second. So, hello, everybody.
Yeah, okay. That was unexpected, but okay.
No. I'm going to embarrass myself right now for the first minute of the show, and then we'll get back to our usual
banter. That's so unlike you, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So, I did something pretty embarrassing, but I'm a little embarrassed by it, but it's kind of funny. So, okay. So, I like singer-songwriters. One of my favorite one, her name is Maya Izakovic.
Uh-huh.
Or in Hebrew, she's Israeli. But she sings in English, so it's either Maya Izakovic or Maya Izakovitz, or in English it's Maya Isaac sometimes she goes by. Anyway, she's really talented. She has like 3-4 records out. She has a new one coming out. And we sort of have, you know, I give her positive comments all the time. I got to meet her in New York once. So, okay. So me and my friend Melissa are driving in the car, you know, a few weeks ago, and I, you know, like, me and Melissa get a little silly, so we're driving back, it's like 9:30, I don't know, 11 o'clock, I don't know what the fucking time it was.
It's a very important plot point.
It's not really, we're in a car, and it's dark, okay? So we're driving, and then I say, hey, Mel, I call her Mel, I say, why don't we tape ourselves singing to Maya Izakovic song, and then just send it to her and see what she says. And Melissa's like, oh, great, you know, she's happy. Okay, so we do that, and then I send it to the singer. Because we have, you know, we talk on Instagram sometimes, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is really embarrassing footage, and I just send it to one of my favorite singers. And Melissa's like, no, don't do it, it's going to be terrible. So anyway, I'll tell you the outcome after I play this thing.
Okay,
all right? Now, we can see the audio, the visual, but the audience can't. They'll have to endure.
Right.
My voice. All right, here it goes. Ready?
Okay.
Thank you for enjoying that. I'm sorry, I just fainted, I think. So, okay, I send that to her. And then Melissa's like, don't send that to her. I'm sorry, I'm in shock. A week goes by, and she says she can't open the video because the file was too big. I'm like, thank God. So then I cut it down. So what you just heard was the full version. I sent her like 50 seconds of this, maybe. And then she finally gave me feedback. The other day she goes... She said, I love it, you made my night, and you even made the next day afterwards. So she liked it.
Oh, that's nice.
So then I told Melissa, hey, she liked it, and Melissa, you know, she didn't care.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the story, and I'm glad that I did that. And
It sounded like two cats having sex.
Well, that's what I was going for.
Okay.
Now, I sing better than that. Oh, by the way, I also told Maya that she can, after she said she liked it, she said she can hire me as a backup singer. And she said you'll have to come to Israel and, you know, so I might become her backup singer.
Oh, okay. That works.
So anyway, thank you, Maya. I'm actually going to, I'm going to tell Maya, you know, now she can hear the full version because I can't send her the full file. That's why I did this.
Oh, okay.
So she only got like 30 seconds. Now she can really bask.
But what if by sending her the whole thing, you just jeopardized your... potential of being a backup singer. Like, the 30 seconds was enough, but
right.
This could be too much.
Right. Because you think I'm so good, I might overpower her.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I also can't write any songs or anything. I think her job is
that's
safe.
That's one thing I want to talk about. what we were talking about before the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No, so that's it. So thank you, Maya, for liking the video, and God bless you. And I hope that your newer album, you know, when it comes out, a single is released already from the record. It's very good. So anyway, that's the Maya.
What's the album called? And the single?
The single is called Ghosts. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, you know. It's actually a very depressing but amazing melody. It's like a danceable tune with very sad lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect that, because I thought she'd be happy now, because she has like a kid, she lives in a beautiful place in Israel. So it just goes to show that even happy people can have sad songs, you know?
Yeah.
I actually wrote her that, and she said something like, you can count on me to write depressing lyrics any day or night or something, you know? So, but anyway, Maya, you know, I will be your backup singer anytime you want. Mm-hmm. Let me just give me some notice. I can quit my day job. So anyway, what were you just thinking?
So, to those of you who are unaware out there in, you know, podcast land, which is, you know, 100% of all of you.
Right, because they don't know us any other way.
Exactly.
We don't really have friends.
Exactly. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, man. And, I'll admit, it's the first time in a while where I've approached my birthday and I'm not feeling any, like,
remorse.
I'm not dreading it at all.
That's good. But the night is young. The
night is young.
My goal is by the end of the podcast that you should feel depressed and purposeless. No, that's good. You know, I had a birthday, you know, my last birthday.
Right.
Because it happens every year. And I didn't feel too bad about my last birthday, mm-hmm. even though I have less summers than you have.
Right.
I mean, you're still, dude, you know, yeah, you should feel, but also you have sort of plans, too. I think usually you don't have plans, and that maybe right. that makes you feel like, oh, but this time you actually have plans.
Yeah.
But to all the women out there, I mean, Ryan just took 4 days off, so, I mean.
I that's like a good 96 hours worth to, like, well, not completely. I do have some plans in between, so we'd have to, like, schedule any sexual
right.
sessions in between.
Right, but, right. Like, I'm thinking maybe, like, a late morning session, because right. you like to sleep in a little bit.
I would like to. I mean, it's getting harder. I realize it's nowadays, like, even, like, when I don't need to get up, I find myself getting up at, like, 7:30 in the morning.
Right, right, because. Right. So when would be the ideal time for you to have sex with any groupies?
Night sex is good.
Night sex
is good. I do enjoy night sex.
I like night sex, too, because the day you look forward to it. You know, like, yeah. if you have sex during the day, then what do you look forward to at night?
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer, like I told you before, most of my sexual encounters have been, like, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning after the woman is just so sick of me and she just wants to get, you know. That's my prime time, you know. Like, between midnight and 6 a.m., like, usually women don't sleep with me like at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. They have better things to do.
Right.
Like, right. I'm like the last resort of an evening, you know. But it's fine. But yeah, happy birthday, man. That's is this a we won't should we won't reveal your age, you know, but right. it's not a monumental one.
It's not a monumental one, but let's say the 30s are creeping by.
I thought about you last night because I was at the Jenny Lewis concert.
Right.
And there was a lot of 30-somethings there.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, I almost felt like, and then I saw a little bit of, you know, people, you know, a little bit older. I felt kind of hip a little bit because it was like New York on a rooftop. And then I kind of felt like, I think most of these people are younger than me. But yeah. Jenny Lewis herself isn't that much younger than me, you know? So oh, okay. I kind of felt like I have a right to fucking be there, you know?
Right, absolutely.
But dude, I felt my age, like my legs were killing me.
Oh, man.
Because you know what happened was, this is like a rooftop, and I thought, I got there, and it was beautiful, overlooking the Brooklyn Bridge, and then it was like, it was kind of normal, two opening bands, and then as the time came for it became packed. Like,
oh, shit.
4,000 people were there.
4,000
people? 4,000 people.
Jesus.
On a rooftop. And it was a pretty spacious place. So it didn't, I mean, I had room to breathe, but it was like, I thought I was her only fan, you know? Like, I knew she had a fan base, but this was crazy.
Yeah.
And she gave an amazing, it was really one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
And she was so, she's really cool. You know, she can do, like, any style of music, and she was just, I don't know, man. There's something about her. She's one of the special ones, you know.
Yeah.
And the Brooklyn Bridge was behind her, and it was just a beautiful. It was a beautiful night. Yeah. But I was like, if I was in my 30s last night, I could have like scored, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like nobody's gonna have sex with me on a rooftop, you know, in a Jerry Lewis concert.
I mean, to be fair, I think most people wouldn't have sex on a rooftop
in a Jerry Lewis concert. No, but that would have been a great, like, what a perfect place, you know? Mm. Like, there's a lot of people, well...
Like, during the actual concert?
Yeah, I don't know if I could have performed, really. I mean, you know, I would probably... No, but, like, to meet them initially.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then maybe be like, hey, you know, I'm here from Jersey, and, you know, can you put me up for the night?
Yeah.
You know? And then, I just took the train home by myself. But, yeah, man, your birthday is, you know, so anyway, I'm doing something, you know, we're not gay.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But actually, I'm taking you out, you know, to a comedy club.
Right. So comedy club that we've frequented many a time, especially last Friday.
I know. This comedy club is becoming like our hangout place.
It used to be the Tiger's Tail. Now it's the comedy club.
Yeah. And, you know, Jay Silverberg is opening up, you know.
I can't wait to see that.
Jay Silverberg, you know, he wasn't there last week, so you didn't get to experience him. But, you know, he's the guy that had a few massive heart attacks and... He has everything. Cancer and heart attacks and a stroke.
Damn.
And he's really, you know, but he tries really hard. He, you know, and I don't think his jokes are terrible. It's just that they don't seem to land well. It's like you're flying an airplane, but you don't know how to land the plane.
Right.
He kind of circles.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, he's very self-deprecating, you know? But I think, I told you, like, every time I go to, like, a singles meetup group, he's there.
Oh, he's always there.
And I'm always talking to him. So I feel like, but yeah, and I have, to his credit, I have seen him, like, say jokes that people actually laughed at, but it's not, like, a huge laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mild groan.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, but there was one night where he really bombed. Like, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
It was so painful.
I'm hoping that happens Friday because I'm seeing Oppenheimer
in
the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to catch at least two bombs go off that day. One in the movie and two with him on stage. I'm really hoping to God that happens.
Oh, my God. That's such different types of bombs, you know?
Yeah.
But sure. That's good, man. I do want to see the movie. I can't see it on Friday, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I feel kind of hip because I saw Mission Impossible.
Oh yeah,
the same day that you did.
Same day, but not at the same time.
Same day, not the same time. I did not fall asleep.
I fell asleep
a little bit.
A little bit, maybe like a few minutes in the middle.
Dude, what a crazy weekend I had! I saw that movie. We'll talk about the movie, but I also did two podcasts with women over 80. No, actually, what craziness! Just craziness. Can I just say?
Oh yeah.
I spent the weekend with a woman named Eva Kaplan, who's one of my passengers, and we've been talking about doing a podcast with her because she's had an interesting life, but she's forgetful. She's on, you know, who the hell knows what goes on in Eva Kaplan's brain? You know, when she gets nervous, she starts to repeat herself. You know, it's crazy stuff. So. But, you know, and I've been spending time with her. Sometimes her daughter hires me to take her out sometimes. And, I, you know, we go bowling and, you know, weird. And she can't lift a ball. You know, it's just like she thinks she's like in her 50s. And she has a walker. Every time I see a movie with her, I have to take her to a movie. And then I have to park the car. I have to get the walker. It takes her 10 minutes to get out of the car. She's like, I'll get there. And, you know, I'm blocking traffic. And then she wants popcorn. So then it's like a huge thing. Like, I'm helping her with the walker. I got the popcorn. And then I bring her to the movie theater. This is like, we're missing the movie. It's like 30 minutes.
Shit.
And then she finally gets into the movie theater. And, like, she makes a huge mess. The popcorn spills. Everybody tells us to shut up. And she can't, her ass... She can't, like, find the chair. And, you know, for her to stand up with the walker and to find the chair with her butt takes a half an hour. And I literally push her onto the chair. And then she has to swivel her feet.
It's fucking 5 feet.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I know. It really. I'm not embellishing this. God. So she's been in my life for a long time. But then... But, you know, to her credit, I will say that she was very good on my podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I went to her house... And for some reason, women, or no, men, whatever, people that are older, they seem to be better with their memories about the past rather than the current situation.
Yeah.
So she actually didn't repeat herself. She didn't seem to have any signs of forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to steer the conversation a little bit. But she sounded like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the show, God, she's back, you know. But anyway, that was good. And then, and then she came up with the title of the episode too. Like, I was going to say, you know, because I met her as driving her, you know. So I was like, okay, maybe I could say something like, now Eva Kaplan is the passenger. No, she's usually the passenger. Now she's the driver. Something hokey like that.
Driving Miss Kaplan.
Driving Miss Kaplan. I thought about that. Driving Miss Daisy. But then she came up with what drives Eva Kaplan. That is good.
That was brilliant.
See, so once in a while she has like very... So it was very interesting. And I got like 22 listens on that one, you know? So I was a little stupid because I divulged a few things on it that probably shouldn't tell people. And I shared it with my boss, you know. I said that I'm a huge pot smoker. And then I'm like, oops. But I said I just, you know, for sleep purposes, you know. So, and then, okay, so that was good. And then her daughter finds out about the podcast. And she's like, oh my God. And her daughter's kind of crazy. So then the next morning, her daughter's visiting, so she wants to discuss the podcast with me. So then I go to her house. I'm going to give myself 3 hours to be there. I stayed up till 2 a.m. with these fucking Kaplans. Oh, my God. It was and then the next day, I don't know, I came back there again. They pay for my food, you know. But, like, we went to Chinese the other day. And then we started playing this game called Sorry. It's a board.
Oh, yeah.
And then... Crazy, the daughter starts getting competitive. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. The mother by herself is okay, but, like, you put the mother and the daughter. Anyway, so I spent the whole weekend with the Kaplans. And then I did another podcast with a woman that was my mom's best friend that was serious, but that was... But then
you were looking to do that one for a while.
Yeah, exactly. That was, so Sunday morning, it's raining, and I'm like, oh my God, I just stayed up till 2 a.m. the night before, but I was up early. And I'm like, maybe I should contact Francie Sapoznik, you know? And because that's a good day. When it rains, it's a good time for reflection.
Yeah.
So then I just text her. And I didn't tell her, because she seemed reluctant to do the podcast initially.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually had notes from like half a year ago. And then she kind of just kept backing down. So then this time I just kind of approached it. I just said, hey, let's talk for a little bit. And then while we were talking, I was like, hey, do you mind if we just record this thing? And she was like, great. And so, yeah, and that was, see, and this brings up the whole concept of cause and effect, you know, because, okay so there's a cause,
right,
and then you got an effect,
right.
It sounds primitive, but it's actually, like, one thing leads to another, so, like,
it's pretty I actually see it as, like, the bedrock of life.
The bedrock of life?
Yeah.
The bedrock
the of bed life? The bedrock.
The foundation?
The foundation. Everything happens as a result of something else.
Right. Well, I like that. It gives us comfort because it means that life actually has some kind of meaning. Like, right. If there'd be no cause and no effect, there'd be, like, no meaning to anything.
It actually gives you more, like, makes you realize how, like, more control you have over your life. Because, like, all you have to do is take certain steps and...
Right. Or it gives you the illusion of control.
Right.
Like,
there's still things you can't control, but it's like... It's like you can't... If you want something to have, if you want an effect, there has to be a cause.
Right. So the cause of this, you know, like I was driving, you know, Eva Kaplan. That's the cause, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the effect was I got to be her friend, you know. And then and that podcast happened. So that's all cause and effect. And this conversation with my mom's best friend, you know. So I was like, that's a pretty moving. I mean, we did 43 minutes. It could have been more deep, but I think I got as much as I could out of it. She seemed a little, I mean, we could talk, you know, because I wanted to find out about my mom, because I don't remember my mom, you know, and I was 11 when she died. So I wanted to get, at one point I asked her, do you remember how my mom was with me? Like, was she overprotective? Like, I don't remember interactions. I just know, you know, data, you know, and maybe I blocked things out because she died. I don't know. So she didn't really give me a lot of insight about day-to-day interaction, but she told me she played tennis. I didn't know she played tennis. She told me that she took a lot of long walks with my mom on the beach. I didn't know. You know, so she told me, like, stuff that I didn't really know. But afterwards, you know, you get the podcast, you could send it to anybody. So I sent it to her son, who was my friend at the time in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. He was playing the guitar. He was into the Beatles. Like, he's how I got into the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
So now, you know, I saw him 5 years ago when I was there. He's a great guy, but I'm not in touch with him on a daily basis. So I sent him the show, and he's like, oh, my God. You know, and then I was texting. So then I talked to his sister that I never talked to. It just led to a lot of, you know, I like remembering my past, and these people are still alive. So it's like, it makes me feel more like, I don't know, whole or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So that's cause and effect, you know? So, so it's been a crazy, and then another guy wants to do a podcast with me this weekend, this musician. Things are crazy on the podcast front. Like, doing this podcast is actually so much easier because there's no notes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once in a while, I'll write a topic, but we just go off of it, you know? So anyway, back to Mission Impossible.
Back to Mission Impossible.
Okay, so you said it wasn't your favorite, right?
It wasn't my favorite of the series. I mean, it's probably... Sorry, I would say maybe it's my...
I think... Yeah. It's not your favorite.
Right.
I mean, the third one, I think, was my favorite.
Right.
With Kerry Russell, because I love me some Kerry Russell.
Oh, yeah.
But this one was impressive because there's a lot of action sequences that are, you know, the train sequence is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But it's really hard. At this point, it's really hard to top yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the trailers and other reviews said, oh, my God, he's really topping himself. It didn't break any ground.
I don't think so. I mean, like, it's cool when they have, like I was thinking about when I was watching movies, like, I think a good action movie, it's not just about how many set pieces it has. It's about... the kind of, like, the diversity to the action set pieces. Like, there's...
Right.
Like, it's not just, like, car chases or shootouts. There's a variety of different set pieces.
Right, right.
And actually, it's funny because, like, it's been out in the theater, so if people haven't seen it yet, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's on them. But, like, this part at the end with the train...
Yeah, yeah.
That's, like, that was, like, kind of, like, lifted from the one video game, Uncharted 2.
Yeah,
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, I think that was the most impressive part of the movie, was the train sequence. But you know, it's just, at the end of the day, it's, to me, you know, it's kind of like a James Bond movie. I mean, it's just, it's very hard to distinguish one from another, you know? So it is really fun while it lasts. I would say it's like having great sex, you know, with someone, but then the relationship doesn't last, you know? So, like, if, I don't know, I just came up with this profound analogy.
Oh, it's great.
So it's like... And who am I to talk? I haven't had great sex in a while.
Right.
But,
we haven't had sex in general.
Thanks for bringing that up. I haven't had sex in years.
But, yeah,
that's fine, man. No, but it's just like, I would have liked it more to be more, you know, meaningful or personal. Like, there's nothing that really distinct. It was good, but it didn't, you know, it was more about the action sequences than the actual characters.
Right.
There's a lot of sequences where guys are talking very seriously about, you know, when's the bomb going to go off? And I'm like, all right, let's get to the action, guys, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I give it a thumbs up, but it's not like a massive thumbs up, you know.
Right.
But,
I think there's just been, I've seen the majority of, like, the big movies that came out this year in the theater.
Right.
And the one I didn't really like was The Flash.
Right.
But I will say, even at this point, it's like I'm kind of glad, like, after this weekend with, like, Oppenheimer coming out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that I'm pretty much going to be taking a break from that. There's not really going to be too much being released because, like,
there's
been a lot of, like, movies being released back to back.
Right, right. Now you can take time and maybe do some podcasting and, you know.
Right. I can take time to.
But to.
I don't know.
But, find yourself.
Something.
By the way, I will have the, this is an interesting to me it is, but it might be to you. I was mentioned at another somebody else's podcast.
Oh shit!
Yeah, this is very surreal for me. So you know how I sometimes I told you, I think, that I listened to Bob Schneider's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Schneider is a musician. His podcast is called "I'm Okay, You're Okay, I'm Not Okay, You're Not Okay," when I was really depressed a few years ago, I managed. They have like short episodes; they don't go on for hours like we do,
right?
But like they have 30-minute increments. Okay. And back in the day, they had twice a week. Now they do it once a week. So when I was really depressed, it was – I could – you know, somehow I managed to listen to their show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's they're funny and they talk about – they're both musicians. So I don't know why, but lately I just decided to write them a letter. You know, because they take – you know, unlike us where we had an email that nobody sends emails to.
Right, right.
They actually get a few emails.
Oh, that's nice.
So I sent – and they read my letter on the air today.
Oh, shit.
And it was a Beatles question, too. So you'd be –
Oh, shit. Yeah. What was the question?
But, okay. Well, okay. So here's the gist of it because, you know, I said – listen, guy. I said, hi, you hairy fuckers. That was – because last show they talked about the fact that they both have nice long hair.
Uh-huh.
And I struggle with my hair, you know. So I was upset. I was upset about that. But I said hairy fuckers, you know. And, by the way, they read my letter on the air. So I'll play it for you after the show. So then I said to start off being genuine, I had this huge depression a few years ago when you guys – I was managed – you guys, your show was a lifeline. Mm-hmm. So – and then I said, but about the Beatles, I just asked like – you. I don't think you guys ever talked about the Beatles. What do you think the best record is? Who's your favorite Beatle? I have a feeling that you're going to say the White Album is your favorite, but I'm scared of it because of Revolution 9. I said this. And then, so they read the letter, and they actually, so there's two guys, Clint and Bob. Mm-hmm. Clint is the more Ryan of the show. He's more grounded.
Okay.
Bob is the me.
Yeah.
But he's like all over the place. he's the funnier, but he says weird shit, you know. And Clint has to like, it's Clint, his funniest name is Clint. We had a show. We were going to do a show called Lack. Your character was going to be Clint.
Oh, no, I was going to be... I think... You're going to be... Yeah, I was going to be Clint.
I was
you're
Denver. Denver. Yeah, whatever. So Bob Schneider is the musician that I really, really... I mean, I like the other guy too, but Bob Schneider is like a major musician for me. And so usually he's a little like smart-assy, but he answered the question like right away. Guess what record he thinks the Beatles... What's his favorite Beatles record?
Is it one of the core five?
Yeah, for sure.
Revolver.
No.
Rubber Soul.
No.
Sgt. Pepper?
No.
Abbey Road.
Yes. Which surprised me because Bob Schneider is very eclectic in his music. Like he could do rock. So I thought the White Album would be appealing to him the most because it has the most variety maybe.
Right.
But he – and then he talks very – they talk about my email for 30 minutes. For 10 minutes.
Shit.
But it's good. It's really interesting. You'd actually enjoy – I know you don't listen to podcasts, but
– yeah.
They talk about the Get Back versus Abbey Road.
Oh, nice.
It's good.
Yeah, you definitely got to listen to it.
Yeah, we'll listen to it after our crappy show.
It's something to look forward to.
You know, guys, when we're doing our show, we need something to look forward to.
Really do.
That's not true. We enjoy
it. It's fun.
It's fun.
If I was not enjoying it, I wouldn't be doing it.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we covered that topic.
Right.
So this is a very big week for me. I'm on somebody else's podcast. Actually, I also called myself New Jersey Danny. I didn't know.
On
the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
On the email. I didn't want to say. I don't know.
Yeah, New Jersey Danny.
So then they say New Jersey Danny, and then the guy goes, "I wonder where he's from." I'm also trying to get Ronan Hirschberg.
Ronan Hirschberg.
Yeah. So I like this comedian Ronan Hirschberg. He's a Jew from Kentucky. And I figured let's try to get him into the Princeton Catch a Rising Star.
Uh-huh.
Like, cause he's got a full schedule, but, yeah. So I sent him a mail. I sent a mail to the manager of the Catch a Rising Star. I'm going to make this happen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm going
to. Oh, you also reached out to some other person's manager too.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a non-story cause I haven't heard, but I'm trying to get Don Johnson on my podcast.
Yeah.
And I think I got his manager, Susan something. I didn't hear back.
Yeah.
So, but that would be a major. I think I told you I would pay $1,000 maybe to get Don Johnson on the show. You know, you would get for free. You know, imagine if we paid ourselves to do this show. You're like, oh, by the way, guys, we have 11 listeners from the last episode.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
You know, one of them is this guy Ben Taylor, who's the Taylor's son.
Oh, the Taylors.
You always say that. So he texted me the other day. I'm working. I'm driving old ladies. And I get this text from Ben Taylor, and he goes, because remember I was describing one of the dinner parties with his parents?
Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of saying how Paul Taylor was very verbose, and he asked why my uncle and aunt's marriage worked.
Oh, yeah.
Just, he was saying kind of drunken stuff.
Right.
So I was complaining about that, and then, of course, this is his son that's listening to our show. So I forget, like, who listens to our crap, you know? So then he goes, what'd you say about my dad? You know? And I'm like, oh no! I mean, I didn't say anything bad. I just said, you know, that he could have toned it down a little bit, you know?
Right.
So anyway, he actually does enjoy it. He says he has trouble falling asleep at night because he has kids with problems and health issues. So I think he listens to us to go to sleep, you know?
Oh, okay.
So it's very, very comforting. But it's just funny, like, it's a jarring text to get, like, oh, like, what did I say? And my brain's like, what did I say about Paul Taylor? But, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, speaking of our loyal listeners, fucking British Mark texted you today? What the fuck was that?
You know, okay, so sometimes British, I don't know what the hell's going on with British Mark. You know, sometimes, I don't know what goes on in the British head of his, you know. I think he was traipsing around through Europe this week. I don't know for what purpose. And, you know.
Who traips? Who traips?
I mean, it's a Jewish word. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, is it really?
Traips, you know, it's like, I guess it's like traveling without paying for it if you're Jewish. Oh. I'm kidding, I'm Jewish. But, you know, I might be.
But...
You might be, that's right, it's true. If you start being Jewish, I will pay for you to do the podcast.
Oh, fuck you, man.
A few shekels, that's Jewish money. You know, once in a while, you know, he comments on things. He comments even on your stuff on Facebook once. He doesn't say anything profound, you know.
Right.
But he makes his presence known.
Right.
Like, people know. Like, if you're going to get a comment that's sort of devoid of any kind of meaning, but you know that it's somebody, it's British Mark. So today, I don't know, out of the blue, he sends me a picture of Lissy, you know, the singer that I love and I was going to propose to, and she just got engaged and she broke my heart.
Right.
He sends me a picture of her, and, you know, she's hot. And she goes, she's an angel.
What the fuck is that shit?
I don't know.
Why the fuck do you want to rub fucking salt in the wound?
Well, I think he... Okay, I think I know why he did that. So this morning I posted a clip of Jenny Lewis from last night.
Uh-huh.
And I said that she is an angel here on Earth and that you should try to catch her while she's flying around, you know? I said that.
You know,
Might
have helped to have known that before I totally badmouthed the dude. Sending a pointless text.
No. It's but he didn't say that. I'm just assuming this is. I don't know what really. I think she's an angel. Could be about anything. I don't know if it's in response to what I said.
Uh-huh.
No, you should not take it back. I mean, I mean, it just, you know, I'm going about my day and I get a text and it's like a picture of Lissy, and that I can't function for 5 minutes afterwards because she's hot and I love her.
Right.
So if I'm gonna stare at her, it's like staring at the sun. I'm gonna get burnt.
That's right.
And then I can't go to the bathroom. I can't do things I need to do. I just sit here in silence and I stare into space and I wonder why Lissy won't marry me. That's what British Mark did today.
Right.
So I'm
son of a bitch.
God damn it. But anyway, I mean, and what's the point? Like, do I ever send you a picture of somebody and go, she's an angel?
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Like, do you send him pictures of fucking Maggie Smith or Judi Dench?
Do you think he thinks that Maggie Smith is hot?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of British women.
Would you have sex with Judi Dench? I mean, she is royalty, right? And she has been around for a long time. I think
she royalty?
Well, she's not.
Well, she's a dame.
She's a dame, which is like a sir.
Actually, is Maggie Smith also a dame?
I don't know what the fuck Maggie Smith is. She looks like she's like she should marry Keith Richards in a hurry, and then both die. Like they're both like bags of fossiled bones at this point. Like she just made it in a movie. She's like older than Eva Kaplan.
Oh yeah.
But between the two, Judi Dench or Maggie Smith, I'll bang Judi Dench.
I'll bang Judi Dench.
Yeah, Judi Dench is
especially
probably,
back when she was like in GoldenEye, like the first James Bond movie she was in. She played M.
Right. M for Maggie Smith would be like scary too because she's she's intimidating.
I also liked her. I liked her as McGonagall in Harry Potter, and I liked her as.
Right.
Her character in Downton Abbey, and that's like the only stuff I've
right. heard. But she always plays this like very sullen, judgmental, opinionated.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd be scared to have sex with her. You know, Judi Dench, I'd also kind of be scared to have sex with, but, you know, Maggie Smith, she'd be like evaluating my penis and everything. Don't you think?
Kind of turns me on, the idea.
Oh, the idea? Oh, really? I mean, like, she'd be like smoking a cigarette. She'd be like, I've heard you pretty good, but I want to see it for myself. Now fetch me some tea, lad. You know, and then, I don't know, I just can't imagine. I'd rather not have sex with any of them, really. I don't know why we're talking about this.
I don't know.
But, I mean, I wonder if British Mark thinks that they're hot, you know? This is a question we can pose to him, you know? Like, maybe he wants to have a threesome with Maggie Smith and Judi Dench.
Right.
But Judi Dench is probably now in her 80s, I think.
Yeah, I think they both are at this point. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think I draw the line. I draw the line at, like, 79, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the first I heard of that.
Well, I mean,
usually you draw a line at like 28.
Well, I'm a little Leonardo DiCaprio in that regard, you know. Yeah. I do appreciate the, you know. But I think if they're a celebrity, it kind of takes 10 years off the age, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say Judi Dench is 79. Now she's 69 in my mind.
Okay.
You know, but I don't think. I mean, I'd have tea with her, you know. But, I don't know how we get into these things, man.
Well. Let me see if I can get us back on track.
Okay. Because
I know I had a couple things I wanted to discuss, you know, with my birthday coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Becoming more
happy birthday.
Well, thanks, Kim. Becoming a little bit more contemplative, you know. And you mentioned earlier about the fact that you're not a singer-songwriter.
I'm not.
And that's what... Because there was something I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was, then that...
Okay, triggered it.
That triggered it. That jarred my memory.
I like triggering you.
And it's great. And...
Have you written a song that I don't know about?
Well, I did try to write, like, at least lyrics to songs like, a couple months ago.
You actually wrote to me when you were in the library one day. It was raining.
Oh, Barnes & Noble, yeah.
Right, and it was pretty,
yeah, it wasn't bad. I forget what it was. It was, like, what to do or something like that.
Yeah, about what to do, about the hours. And,
yeah.
You know, like, it didn't break any ground, but it was it was sort of poetic and it rhymed.
Yeah.
And it would classify, if you could probably put music to it, you know, not me.
Right.
But Jenny Lewis could.
Right. And I think, like, I always listen to music when I'm in the car.
Right.
And I'm driving over here today. I'm thinking, you know, I don't really pay attention to the lyrics too much, but every time I do.
Right.
The lyrics are usually always just, even when it's about something simple, they're written so well.
Right.
Especially when you have a good singer, songwriter, like a songwriter in general, just behind them. And it's like,
right.
I feel like I'm missing that. There's something to me that's missing that a lot of creative people have. And it's like a sense of like connection to like the world, community, and like love and all that shit.
Right.
It's like, I just.
The connection.
I haven't felt it in a... I don't know if I ever really did feel it.
But yeah. I don't know... How are you saying that, you know, in conjunction with songwriting? I think...
Because I feel... Okay, so... I think it'd be really hard for me... Like, pretty much impossible for me to write a song... Like, a simple, like, love song.
Right. Well, first of all, this is... From what I know about songwriting, there's two ways that they do it. One is a song just comes to them, like Paul McCartney, Yesterday. He dreamt it, he said. Mm-hmm. And it just happens. Some of the best songs happen, like, really fast.
Oh, okay.
And then the other side is they labor over it. They have a first draft, a second draft, and sometimes it takes them years to write a good song.
Yeah.
So, to me, I think those are the two extremes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, like, in terms of being... Like feeling connected. I mean, a lot of people write songs because they don't feel connected to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their only way to connect to the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, or like, so I don't know. I don't know if connection and, I mean, connection is such an elusive word. Like sometimes, you know, like when you're on stage, sometimes you feel connected to the moment and to the audience and to your character. And then it goes away. Like, I don't think we ever feel connected all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I try to make sense once in a while, you know?
I guess it's like really hard because like it's...
It is hard because when you feel connected, it feels really good.
Mm.
You know? Like we connected with 11 people on our last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know? But we don't get any thrill from it because it's not like we have pictures on their faces when they're like enjoying the podcast or anything, you know? Or do we get any kind of notification that people, besides British Mark, you know? But so I'm saying, like, I know what you're saying. That's a deep topic. You brought up a deep topic. And I'll go there.
Yeah.
No, I can.
I think that'd be an interesting, like, it'd be interesting, like, I know how, like, a lot of times our show is just, like,
stream of consciousness.
Like, I think it'd be kind of cool if we tried something, maybe for at least just one episode where it's, like, you know, the first half, it's joking, and it's, like, then all of a sudden, like, we devote, like, the second half to, like, something serious.
Well, I'll tell you something. So I gave a speech, you know, I gave Bobby's eulogy with that Hitler joke.
Oh, yeah.
So a woman comes up to me afterwards, and she goes, you know, I wish, I know her peripherally, she's part of the community. She goes, I wish I'd known you better. You know, you seem to have this ability to connect with people. And she gave me a lot of compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think, you know, like, I guess I might have the ability that you're looking for, you know, like, with...
Totally. I told you that, like...
I know, but I want to tell you that it's elusive. Like, it doesn't happen all the time. I don't feel connected to people all the time, you know? And in fact, I would say this next deep comment. Play the trumpets! The only reason I can do the connection that I do with people is because I have a lot of moments where I'm not connecting with anybody.
Right.
So, and when I do connect with people, it's only when I don't really care, you know? It's always when I feel really good about myself for some reason, and that's nothing to do with any outside forces.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't give a shit about... I mean, I want to have a nice reaction, but I'm not needing it.
Right.
That's when the connection usually happens, because then it's, like, totally organic, and nobody's judging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... But it doesn't happen all the time. Like, I feel very isolated... I'd say most of the day, you know, I'm driving ladies, you know, and I go home and I listen to music and I do kind of feel like I'm wasting some time because I feel like I should have more impact on the world because I have the ability to connect, but I don't, you know, like I just do this, you know, or so, but to answer your, I don't know if you're asking a question, you're just saying,
I don't know if I asked a question.
No, but you're saying. You're saying you feel you would like to.
Yeah, because it's one of those things. Okay, so, here's the other thing. It's like, I feel like a lot of people who do anything, they want to leave something behind, or they want to give something to, like, the world, society.
Right.
I just haven't really felt that, like,
need.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's
like, I mean, most people don't, by the way. Most people don't connect in the way... I think most people feel the way that you do in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of people that have, you know, kids and a job, and they don't have a lot of time for themselves, and just, you know, life just happens.
Yeah.
Lifeless Dave, you know?
Oh, Lifeless Dave!
So, you know, it always goes back to him, you know?
Always.
Can I just say something about him? God damn it. Okay, so I do this podcast with this woman that was my mom's best friend. It's very meaningful, right?
Oh, yeah.
I sent it to him. He makes comments. He's like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Has he heard the episode? No. The guy says he'll do something. He never does it. And this is about his mom. His mom. His dead mom. Anyway, that's all I have to say about Lifeless Dave.
Fucking Lifeless Dave.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's out of... All he has to do is press play.
Unless it's one of those things where it's like, I'll get to it later, and just keeps on forgetting.
I know, but it's been a year.
You told me about, like...
The Dire Straits episode.
I thought you were talking about the one that
talking about now, but I also wanted him to do the Dire Straits. Oh, that was a year ago, dude.
Well, he's got the wife and, like, the really horrible daughter.
I know. He's got it. But it's still, he goes on jogs. He jogs 10 miles sometimes. And then I said to him, what do you do on your run? Oh, I listen to podcasts. Not mine, though.
No.
He doesn't have that.
Like, C-SPAN or
anything. Yes!
C-SPAN fucking podcast.
Anyway, it's unbelievable. And then I sent him feedback about the other people that heard the podcast, the recent one, the daughter of, you know, all these people from our past. He goes, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Has he heard the episode? No. So anyway, it's unbelievable. It's just fucking unbelievable. But anyway.
Oh my god!
It's just isn't it unbelievable? If I did a podcast, if you did something, if you I don't know, was something from your past that was meaningful. I don't know. I don't understand it. But anyway, okay, connection. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just wanted you to know that whatever you think of me, like being able to connect, I usually 90% of me feels unconnected. Really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just when I go out and I talk to people, I don't really care so much about their outcome. You know.
Right.
I think that's the key.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's easier said than done, you know, but it doesn't get me laid, you know. Yeah. I mean, you would think with 11 listeners, 5 of them would want to have sex with us. Don't you think? I mean, if this doesn't work. Oh, by the way, remember I was talking with that woman from Brooklyn, Becky from Brooklyn?
Oh, Becky from Brooklyn, yeah.
Crazy. I don't even know if I should bring this up, but it's just, you know, it was going really well. She said she couldn't wait to hear from me. And then I said that thing about Rocky. Which she said she didn't understand it. And she's going to disregard that comment. So that was going nowhere.
Was that the last time you heard from her?
No, there was a few. this really is puzzling, okay? I want the audience to analyze this.
Okay, British Mark, listen up.
I think he knows, actually. I think.
Oh, okay.
I think he knows everything. It's like there's nothing we can say. Okay, so so this woman, first of all, she's in Brooklyn, so it's a little far, right?
Right.
But you know, I just want to say that in the beginning she was like, you know, I said, it started off, and she said, whatever I said was very entertaining and worthy of talking about, but I'm so beat right now, so I'm going to go to bed. But I can't. She goes. I look forward to what's next.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm like, okay, Becky from Brooklyn, to be continued. So then jump to 4:30 in the morning, where I say, don't worry, keep sleeping, I got this. I'm up at 4:30 like Rocky, except I don't have any boxing matches. Okay, it's a quirky thing to say, but it's kind of cute and funny. Okay, so then she waits 24 hours, and she goes, your morning message doesn't make much sense to me, so I'm going to just disregard. And then she goes, so, maybe I'm more interested in what's different in your life right now that you're ready to date.
Oh, right, right.
And I'm like, and then you were over. We were watching the British couple.
The British show, yeah.
So I said, first of all, I was up early. I can't be responsible for things that I say before 8 p.m. At 6 a.m.
Right.
And then I said, I'll answer your question after my friend leaves. We're watching coupling. It's very important. And then I said, I'm not sure what's different about me this time for dating, but I do know that I'm more comfortable in my own skin, and maybe that will translate well into a relationship. Mm-hmm. No response.
Pretty good response. Pretty good answer. Pretty,
right? And then I said, okay, so I wait 2 days now. 2 days. I say, you know what, Becky from Brooklyn, I'll try to be smart and interesting again. Yesterday I did a podcast with an 85-year-old lady, this one was celebrating somebody else's life. It felt pretty good. Were you ever on a podcast? It's really an experience. No comment for another 48 hours. And then finally, she actually says, hi, Danny. I've been running around getting ready for some unexpected house guests. Okay. So at least she's, I don't know what that, I mean, she couldn't write a text. But anyway, well, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. But at least she's saying hi, right?
All right.
So then I say, oh, no worries. Who's coming over? No response for another 48 hours. And then she goes, you're doing a podcast? That's interesting. What's the subject? I love podcasts. I'm a very audio person in general. Okay. So then I'd say, we talk, you know, and then I send a few messages. Nothing. So it's like crazy. It's like, what's the point of talking if you're going to stop talking?
Yeah.
Becky from Brooklyn?
Yeah, no,
I know. But why? I just don't understand. Like, why she responds in the first place? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's very confusing. But anyway, I'm probably not gonna date her. She also lives in Brooklyn. Like, even if she was in love with me, what am I gonna do? Like, take a train and 2 subways to get to her? Like, once a weekend?
And even then, like, you get there and you'd be like, all right, I'm in Brooklyn. And you wouldn't hear from her for 48 hours.
Yeah. No, I know. It's very weird. Very weird. These women are very, very weird. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know if we can learn anything from this interaction.
Probably nothing I haven't learned already.
All right. Oh, also, I went swimming with our Gaber the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could our Gaber. Like, you live here. So, By the way, okay, so, you know, okay, it's 90 degree day with no rain, which right now in the summer is an anomaly. It's been raining every day.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, maybe I should go to the pool today. And then I'm like, should I invite Gaber? Should I not invite Gaber? It's like to be or not to be, you know? Because ideally it sounds fun, but when you actually start to hang out with him,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, he wants the things edited, you know.
Oh my God.
So then I decide yes. I decide yes, and then he's like, oh, great, what time are we going, you know? So then we get there, and I told you he's got these very skimpy bathing suits that he wears. But it was just me and him.
Yeah.
Also, his shirt got very, like at the end of the, so we're swimming, and we had blue moons and stuff. Everything's going sort of swimmingly well, you know? And then it's like fucking 6. You know, we were there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
At 6 p.m., he goes, I think I'm going to go home and take a nap. Like, we're right in the middle of swimming and having fun. I'm like, a nap at 6 p.m.? Like, I mean, that's going to cut, you know. So then, okay, and then the people that owned the house, my cousin Jared, he wanted me to check something in the basement.
Fucking Jared, yeah.
So he wanted me to go and to disarm the alarm, go into the basement, see if it's flooded. But I didn't want to do that while I'm with Gaber, right? Because it's just too much. I can't handle numbers and Gaber at the same time. So I drive, just like with your
cast, God,
I drive him all the way back here, and I go all the way back there.
At least it's that's much closer.
It's much closer. It's much closer. But who takes a nap at 6 p.m.? Also, and then his shirt, like he can't pull his shirt down. You know, like it's all wet from the pool. So then he asked me to help him take the shirt down.
Oh, God.
I had a moment. So I'm actually like, it's too distinct. Too descriptive. I know. I mean, there was one moment once we went to the beach and he wanted me to put suntan lotion on him, you know, which I think I did, but I tried to block it out, you know, but only on his back, you know, not on his front. Oh my God. But this time his shirt, because, you know, he's a big dude, you know, and I'm like, his shirt is like all, you know, scrunched. And for 3 minutes, I'm like trying to pull.
Oh my God.
It's not a good moment. So anyway, I don't, and then he goes, let's do this again sometime, you know. Okay, so that was, I'm trying to think. Okay, so now the comedy club. Did you enjoy your time in the comedy club?
Oh, I did.
Okay, so this time, you know, we're going to see two women.
Yeah.
And Jay Silverberg.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember, by the way, remember that guy that we saw, the headliner guy from last week that talked about jerking off a lot?
Oh, yeah.
He was weird, right?
Yeah, I preferred the second guy.
Absolutely. The second guy, I actually texted him. I said, you did a good job. So we saw this guy. I forgot his name. He was confident, he was a very manly man, married with kids, a lot of marriage material, but his delivery was very deadpan, which was good, but it was a little, it kind of brought the energy down, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't have a lot of punchlines.
Right.
But he was very confident, so he was interesting to listen to, I thought, but, you know, a lot of jerking off humor.
Yeah.
So the next day, you know, Jill, the promoter woman. Yeah. She promotes the shows, and she's always she's always texting me about the I don't know what her purpose on earth is. She goes, oh my God, are you coming tonight? And I was there the night before. I said, no, I was just there the night before. She goes, oh, how was the headliner? So he was good. I mean, I mean, he wasn't my favorite, but he did a lot of jerking off humor. And she goes, oh no, I invited 5 of my friends tonight. They hate that kind of humor. So she texted the headliner. And she said, please don't do any jerking off humor tonight. And then he's like, that's my whole act. So I don't know what happened. Like, I started this whole thing by accident.
The guy finally just gets up there. He's like, Bob's worse than Jay.
Yeah, he's like, and it's all because of me, because I told her.
the show winds up being 2 minutes.
And then he's like, I have a wife. I have kids. I took them to Disney World. That's about it, yeah. You know? I have more material, but I'm not allowed to do it because apparently Danny Siegel emailed Jill and they told me not to do any jerking off humor, you know? It's just funny. It's cause and effect, right?
Yep.
Are we going to call this episode Cause and Effect?
Cause and Effect. It has to be.
I guess. But it's such a... Like last time we had Ryan Discovers Time. It would be, oh, how about Ryan Discovers... No, I don't know.
I think at one point, you're kind of like half joking. It was like Ryan Discovers Birthdays.
Oh, Ryan discovers birthdays. Oh, because this is like a new birthday that you're not dreading. Right. Hmm. We could. And then, and parentheses, cause and effect.
Cause and effect.
I mean, cause and effect is generic. I feel like, you know, if we're going to keep cracking these episodes, we're going to run out of titles. Like, how is it in movies that haven't run out of titles all these years? You know, they must have had some movie with different titles.
Well, I think it also helps that different people make each movie. So different people have different ideas.
Sure, but there's only so many words in the English language.
Right.
And how many movies have existed since time?
A lot.
So how is it that... And don't you think that for every movie... How many movie titles do people try to do and they get rejected because they've been already a movie like that? You know what I mean?
Like, so, well, there's some movies that I think have the same titles, other movies that aren't even remakes.
Right. And is that allowed? Is that copyrighted? Is like
I think titles themselves aren't copyrighted. The actual scripts are.
Right. But we'd have to do like a research on what movie has two different movies with the same title.
Right.
That would be interesting.
Right.
But I don't know the answer. I haven't done the research.
Right.
But I mean, like, but it is kind of, there's been a lot of movies in the world. Like, you would think that, like, you know, Pretty Woman, right, Richard Gere, you would think that would be a common name.
I'm sure they also think about it. It's like, all right, let's come up with this title. It's like, someone else that's already been done. It's like, oh, okay.
Right. But I mean, they're going to run out of titles someday.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why there's sequels. Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. You know. I mean, I don't know. It's something to think about.
Very, very, very much. I don't know if we learned anything in this episode.
Well, that's interesting. We say that a lot.
Yeah.
I think we have learned. What we have learned is this. Let me summarize.
Okay.
Things have a cause and effect. Now, that's not a new concept, but it's good to reiterate things once in a while.
Right.
I think most of the thoughts in the world have been thought, and all we can do is recycle them. Like, we're not Einstein. We're not fucking Einstein.
Yeah, most people aren't original.
Right. I mean, we're not going to come up with anything new. If people want to hear our podcast and hear something new, they could go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
I'm getting angry.
That's like no reason.
I love it when anger just comes out of the blue, you know?
So okay.
So cause and effect, we learned that. And then we learned that you're not dreading your birthday. That's
right.
That's growth.
Right.
You know? We learned that I like rooftops in Brooklyn when Jenny Lewis is involved. Oh, here's another. So here's the thing. I just want to say, like, at the closing, as people were showing up on this rooftop, I was standing up for 2 hours. I got there at 5:30. She didn't go on till like 8:30. No, 9. No, 8. And I was at my feet, and I was starting to like fuck this. I'm too old for concerts. Everybody here's in their 30s. The opening bands are okay, but not great, you know? And I can't find a place to sit down. I ate like a generic hot dog, which was cost $10. And I was starting to, first I felt great being there, and then I gradually started to feel shitty. And then when she came on, it was one of the best nights of my life.
Oh, yeah.
So it just goes to show that, you know, I don't know, like...
Cause and effect.
It's cause and effect, and also your perception can shift massively in one. Like, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to go see her tomorrow night. But I'm going to feel the same way the first 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be on a rooftop. It's actually going to be in a place in Philadelphia. But, you know, it's just, it was weird to have this, like, sinking down feeling last night. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
And then when she came on, it was like, I've seen her a lot, and she was amazing. Like, last night was the best I've ever seen her.
Oh, wow.
It was, and then she closed. She has one song that's just like a three-part song. That's very...
Oh, like a sweet, like...
Yeah, and it's not typical even for her. And she closed, and that's like... I forgot that was one of my favorite songs. And she closed, and that's from, you know, 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And she just closed with that one. I was like, damn, like, it was just great. So I encourage people to go out, you know? So what are you doing? What are you doing? You're going to do an open-upper? Open-upper? Open-upper?
Doing
the comedy club with me?
Doing the comedy club.
And is that your actual birthday, Friday?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah, I really don't have anything planned tomorrow. It's just having the time off, you know, like lately I've only had like one day off a week, so I'll actually have, I took an extended weekend, I'll have 4 days off. It'll just be nice to have that time.
Well, maybe one hot chick will listen to this podcast and contact you tomorrow.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe I'll go to, like, the store. Maybe I'll go to, like, the bookstore and just, like, try to pick up a nerdy chick or something like that.
That would be great. That would be, like, your book can, like, fall down and she'll pick it up. And she'll, like, you drop this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're the guy from As Is, you know?
And I'd be like, how do you know that? We're a podcast. You can't see us.
Well, that's right. Because we do do that YouTube thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, we're in the red zone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so listen, hey, keep chasing the sun. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
And happy birthday.
Bye.